This is WUWM's Chuck Kornbach. When most people last heard from Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Durow a couple weeks ago, she was sentencing Darrell Brooks to 6 consecutive life terms in prison.
On counts 1 through 6, this court is imposing a life sentence without the possibility or eligibility for extended supervision consecutive to one another.
Durow didn't stop there. She added more than 750 additional years to Brooks's sentence, pertaining to the other 70 crimes for which a jury had found him guilty. The case, of course, involved the Milwaukee man using his vehicle to kill 6 people and injure dozens at last year's Waukesha Christmas parade. Now, after a week or so of Durow saying she's been thinking of running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, the Associated Press and other media outlets report Durow's husband says the judge will announce her candidacy for the state's high court today outside the Waukesha County Courthouse. Lily Gorin is a professor of political science at Carroll University in Waukesha. Gorin says she's not surprised Durow is making a bid to move up.
She did sort of establish quite a high profile during the 3 weeks of the Waukesha parade trial, not just in Wisconsin, but also, you know, sort of extending beyond Wisconsin.
Court TV covered the trial, and NPR and other national media ran some stories about it. Gorin says a political hurdle for Durow is that former State Justice Dan Kelly is already in the Supreme Court race with the backing of some conservatives. Durow is thought to lean conservative. Gorin says it's hard to say if Durow sees Kelly, who lost an election bid in 2020, as vulnerable.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it was that she didn't think it was a solid, you know, sort of situation for him, or if her higher profile and the response that she was receiving from people and the news media coverage, you know, sort of indicated to her that she could be a real contender with regard to the conservative bloc in the election.
The more liberal bloc in Wisconsin is already behind 2 other state Supreme Court candidates, either Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz or Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell. And the Wisconsin Democratic Party is blasting Durow as an extremist Scott Walker appointee. The now 4 judicial candidates are running to replace Justice Patience Rogensack, who is retiring. Rogensack has been part of a 4-3 conservative majority on the court, and both the February primary and April general election are expected to draw millions of dollars in campaign donations and national interest, as liberals hope to gain control of the state court. Right here in Wisconsin, which, as we saw earlier this month, is still one of the most contentious battleground states. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.